Back at Chrysler Center, Bowling Green falls in this season opener to the Michigan Wolverines 96-82. And with the season opening loss, the Falcons will turn their attention to Saturday when they host South Carolina State. Bowling Green coach Michael Huger is making his way up here now, and we will check in with him momentarily. Falcons had trouble defending the Wolverines in some transition, and in the half court, some of their size really showed out today, and Coach Huger's checking in with us now. Coach, good to see you again.
Same here.
That size that Michigan had really presented some problems at times. Was that the number one factor?
That was one of the factors. We had a couple factors, but yeah, that was the main factor. We tried to keep them out of the paint, and we didn't do a good job of keeping them out of the paint. They were able to get pretty much any shot that they wanted. And when you play defense the way we did today, we give up 96 points. I don't remember the last time we gave up 96 points, but our defense wasn't good. We scored enough points. 82 is more than enough points, but 96 is way too much.
Yeah, the defense, was it more the half-court inability to keep guys in front, or was some of the transition defense not what you had expected?
A little bit of both. Well, we couldn't keep Smith in front. Smith was able to get wherever he wanted to go to in the paint, was able to break our defense down every time, and transition, same thing, weren't able to get back in transition. So it was a little bit of all of that.
Well, you started a freshman point guard today, Caden Matheny, and I know you like him a lot, and we saw some of that today, what he offers. But that matchup with that graduate transfer point guard, he got a little lesson in college hoops today, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going against a grown man. You know what I mean? He's playing against a grown man, and he's an 18-year-old. So it's a big difference. You know, you got a guy who got tons of experience under his belt, playing college basketball, strength, everything is in his advantage. It's a lesson learned for Caden, for sure. I mean, you have to learn that lesson, and, you know, it's a good way to learn today in your first game, and he'll get better. You know, he'll get better as we go along, and he'll be fine.
Well, let's talk about the things that you liked then. What were some of the things that you saw today that to give you a reason to be pleased?
Things offensively, we did a good job of moving the ball in certain situations. Daquan played well for today's game, and Justin Turner played well, and Trey Diggs was outstanding, kept us in the game with his three-point shooting. Things that we can grow on and can build on. Rotation, you know, in the first game, you're still trying to work out your rotation and who can play and what position and all of the stuff in different areas and who's ready to play. And that's the biggest thing, who's ready to play, who's ready to get in the game. And, you know, we got to work on that thing and being more together, you know, as one unit.
Coach, in that regard, in your rotations today, did you learn enough to take to next game on Saturday? What were some things that you learned today about who can play with who? Anything that you can take?
The biggest thing is being ready to play. You know, when you got guys coming off the bench, they got to be ready. They got to be ready to give us a different energy, a different spark. And I thought we had the same pace in everything that we played with, and we got to learn how to change the pace and play with more energy and effort. And that's the thing that we got to look for. And if we're not willing to do that, then I got to find somebody who's willing to do it. And that's where we are.
Coach, final thought. I know today you thought you could get some transition baskets. Really, those were few and far between, weren't they?
Oh, they definitely were few and far between. But that's also getting stops. And even when we did get stops, we kind of relaxed, you know, in pushing it up. We just kind of ran to a spot. We didn't run for layups and open threes, and that's what we got to look for, and that's what we got to get to. And that's the thing. You know, I'm looking forward to getting back in practice. We only got one day to prepare for South Carolina State, and, you know, they could care less about what happened today. So they're coming in there to win the game, and we got to be prepared for it.
Coach, appreciate your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger here in Ann Arbor. Michigan wins at 96-82.